So if you look on the ceilings, it looks like a Vegas casino. There's cameras all over the ceiling, anywhere and everywhere.
That's Phil McGrane, the chief deputy for the Ada County Clerk. He says the cameras cover every inch of the 20,000-square-foot county election headquarters.
There's 28 cameras that are being displayed on all these screens, and they can see a ballot from the second it enters our facility all the way up to after it's been counted.
Along with cameras, there are windows in every room. McGrane says that allows people to see in but not get too close. On election night, ballots will enter what McGrane calls the warehouse.
So the ballots enter that back roll-up door. Poll workers drop them off at the door. They kind of snake around through a couple processes here in the room until they make their way into the tabulation room.
There, seven large counting machines add up the votes. Each is tested before the election.
And what we do is we run ballots that have predetermined votes on them through the machine so that when we get the results, we know that it should be the first candidate gets one vote, the second candidate gets two votes, third candidate gets three votes.
Once counted, the results go to the command center. Only four people have access to maintain security. Two computers tally the count.
There's no networking at all in this room. So it's no internet, nothing. It all has to be manually brought in or brought out. And that's why no one has to worry about hacking or anything like that.
Once counted, the ballots go back to the warehouse into a locked, floor-to-ceiling, chain-link enclosure, sort of like a supersized dog run. McGrane says that's just one more security layer.
We don't want anyone raising questions for any reasons. And so if it's easy enough, we'll provide all the additional layers we can to give public confidence in the process.
McGrane says eventually the camera feed will go online so everyone can watch the count from home. 100 workers will be at Ada County headquarters on election night to make sure the primary goes as smoothly as possible. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.